Oh, did you hear that sound?
I did.
That delicious, wonderful sound. Do you want to know what's in that can?
I very much do. I haven't heard a can in quite a while.
Oh boy, well let me tell you. It's 10% alcohol by volume. It's gluten-free.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And it's 3 shots of vodka in each can.
Is it copper?
It is the Copper Can Moscow Mule, boys and girls. Welcome to motherfucking Rantyville. Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville.
Yes,
why was your dick out?
What? My junk wasn't out. Why is the video on? No. Yeah, there we go. That was not my junk.
Well, whose junk was it?
Oh, there was a big black dildo I bought to put in my pants.
Jesus Christ.
Just for that one joke, right?
Yes, exactly. No, we were playing beer darts, and it got to a point where everyone was throwing darts at a guy, well, his beer can, and I was like, I got something for you, and I fucking slung this thing, and I missed, but it was good. Everybody laughed.
You were playing dick darts?
Oh, no. Just beer darts with traditional darts. But then I also had a big black dildo throw because I was Sex Ferguson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So.
And then you went out on a boat.
Oh, today I did, yes.
Oh, so these were two separate occasions.
Yes, today I went fishing, and Saturday was boys' weekend, so to speak. Okay, I think this is where I got to go home. I hope so.
Tyler is on assignment and completely lost.
I'm not completely lost. I'm half lost.
Half lost. Fair enough. Okay.
So, I normally don't go out here because my ass doesn't go fishing.
Did you catch anything?
Yes, I did, but unfortunately, I don't know how to, like, prepare them. So, I was like, all right, they're yours for now. Next time I go fishing, I'm going to learn how to do this.
Nice.
Because I caught a big-ass catfish in, like, a 7-inch something. Much like cars. I don't know these fucking things.
Well, you don't fillet a car.
True.
Look, I'm just saying, if you were like, a Toyota, I was like, I can't fucking name this out of a lineup. What about a Town and Country or a Subaru? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
He said he can't name it out of a lineup. Like they're gonna ask you, okay, where did the sports car touch you?
No, that asshole from those stupid ass JD Power commercials is gonna be like, look at all these cars. Which one won the JD Power thing? And I'll be like, I don't know. I'm here because you said you'd give me money. And then he'll be like, it's actually all of them. Ha ha ha. Buy a Chevy. And I'll be like, I guess. Fuck you.
And he'll say, how about you just give me the Chevy and keep the cash?
Give me a Chevy.
I always wonder what the compensation is for those commercials.
$20.
Yeah, I'd say probably $20.
Hmm.
$20 and a lifetime of ridicule.
Was that a baby?
Sorry, no, that's my cat.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not the only one ill-prepared tonight. I was drinking and boating.
Let's see.
Hey, I probably shouldn't speak because I did have beverages tonight.
Yeah, let's not make it a first in Rantyville with a live PD pullover.
Everybody hates the police.
They are not canceling Paw Patrol. Chase is safe. Could everyone shut the fuck up about that?
Yeah, I stand with Marshall.
Marshall's the fire dog. Chase is the police officer.
There's a lot of shows that they're like, so, like, the lady from Law & Order SVU needs to be canceled. And it's like, okay, we gotta draw a line somewhere, like...
Well, it's just like, on the people on Facebook really do think that they're canceling Paw Patrol. I'm like, that is not a real thing. Like, they have a movie coming out in August. They're not doing that, so everyone can just stop.
Yeah.
We can just stop.
It's animated dogs that help people. Well, not even people half the time. They help, like, stranded chickens in a hot air balloon.
Or Alex, because Alex is always fucking shit up and getting lost, and no one knows where he is half the time.
Yeah. Fucker can never find his backpack. Jesus Christ. Gotta tear an entire town apart to find one kid's backpack.
No shit. Who let Alex out of his room? His grandpa should know by now. He needs a lock on the outside of the door.
Exactly.
I'm never having kids. I have no clue what this is about.
I mean, I'd have to say it is a good deterrent.
Do some research.
Paw Patrol.
Tyler, just watch
Paw
some
Patrol. We're really birth control.
No, we just watch cartoons that are like, these are made for kids, but also high adults. And we're like, we're not high, but we'll fucking watch it.
Yeah. You're talking about My Little Pony?
No, what was it watching? There's a show called Craig of the Creek, where it's like a bunch of kids hanging out at the creek and having fun-ass adventures.
Is that
and then, no, it's a Cartoon Network. And then there was a show called Summertime Island, which is like witches and talking clothes and all kinds of weird shit that I'm like, you have to be high to watch this. Like, no one would watch this and be like, oh, this is great for not kids. Well, fuck.
Sounds like Marvel's Phase 6.
What is that?
I don't know. They're going to run out of shit by the time Phase 5 is over.
Well, no one's doing shit now because everyone's like, are theaters safe yet?
You
think all the stuff are supposed to come out. They're like, Black Widow movie, not coming out. Wonder Woman 2, not coming out. This other shit, or Venom 2, never coming out. Because no one's going to theaters because they're death boxes.
No, the stupid thing is that everyone followed Trolls, and now it's $20 to rent anything online, and it's stupid.
Yeah, but
is that the thing?
Well, that depends, though. Like, are you watching it just for you and Mr. D, or is it like we're getting the whole kids? Because if you're getting the whole kids, you're saving money.
$20 to rent something? Fuck no. Because if I was going to do that, I'd just buy it for the $27 or $28, and I'm sure that's what they're wanting. But $20 to rent a movie that you're streaming?
If you took the whole D clan to the movie theater, and you had to pay for everybody, and you had to pay for those $5 box of Milk Duds, which is clearly $1 anywhere else, and all that shit, you're paying double that. So,
half the reason we go to the movies is to get away from the kids or to get out of the house. I don't want to pay $20 to sit with my family in the fucking living room.
Well, you know what? Blame that goddamn Corona.
I am so hard, and it's stupid. I'm blaming everyone else that followed Trolls. And Trolls is the original. That's Patient X or whatever. Patient Zero. They're the ones that charge $20 to rent a movie. And now everyone else is doing it because people did it. Stop paying this money, guys.
Yeah, right. Shit. I mean, I'm still a huge proponent of the Red Box. Just wait it out.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yep.
All right. I will call you guys back later. I just got home. I got to be like, I'm sorry, I just came home at 9 o'clock and I smell like fish.
Okay, hey, one quick question I want to ask while you're here before you leave and hopefully come back without being grounded. Who leaves comments on pornos?
Like Pornhub?
Yeah.
Dude, some of that shit's fucking hilarious.
Okay, alright, then you know what? If you do get the chance to call back in tonight, that's your homework. I want you to find me some funny Pornhub comments.
No, I have one on my phone already. I'm going to fucking send it to you.
Okay, alright. Tyler's going to send us a teaser.
Alright.
All right, well, we will catch back up with Tyler in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Welcome to Rantyville.
Yeah.
from the
pretty
road.
Much the longest. Yeah, I'd feel like that's like the longest cold opening we've ever had.
Yeah, haven't taken a call before the show starts and said, "All right, fuck it, I guess that's where the show starts." All right. Well, as always, it's TRB and Heather D here with you talking about just total fucking nonsense, I'll be honest with you. Listeners, you
Nobody
know we
knows.
Do no prep. And any prep that we do is about 15 minutes before we actually start. So either way, it's going to be a lot of fun because what little prep we do, it's pretty fucking funny. It is.
I enjoy it anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Case in point. So I was poking around, you know, talking to Mrs. TRB right before the show started here, and she said, "Oh, you should look at those weird news websites." So I was like, "Okay." So I, of course, you know, was lame and just Googled weird news, and came across one that, quite frankly, how no one saw this happening and predicted it, I will never understand. But this one is good. Oh, wait, don't click on... God damn it, I hate it when I hit the clickbait when I'm trying to scroll.
Oh, I thought you were better than this.
I know. I don't need to buy bulk hand sanitizer. Although it does easily tie into this story. This comes to us from Australia, where... I don't think the Rona ever really got out of control down there, did it?
I honestly don't. I don't hear about Australia unless it's on fire.
Yeah, pretty much. Which, I mean, that was a hell of a way to kick off the year. Fuck 2020.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, that mule is good. All right, so this comes from Australia, June 11th. And quite frankly, the first sentence says it all. A distillery in Australia said a recall successfully recovered in all gin bottles that were mistakenly sold as liquor when they were actually filled with hand sanitizer.
Oh, God.
I...
Yeah. I get that so much.
Like, how did no one see that coming?
I know. Seriously. I mean, the hand sanitizer they sell here is Red Fox, and it's made by the same company that makes Blue Ox, and the bottle looks they're the exact same bottles. And even the hand sanitizer itself has, like, such a similar consistency to alcohol, because it's basically just alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Just one you can't consume, because it's super strong. And I'm just like, if I saw this, I would want to drink this.
Yeah.
It looks fancy, and it looks just like vodka.
Yeah, I mean,
literally
every distillery in, I don't know, at least the U.S., maybe the world. I don't know. We'll get some feedback from the, you know, international listener, singular. but, I mean, they all switched over to hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
How we didn't see this coming, I feel stupid.
Yeah.
I really do. But, yeah, they...
I bet...
Ugh.
I bet there was one person that is solely responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, either... put in the wrong, like, label on the bottle or put the wrong stuff in the wrong thing, and they're in so much shit right now.
Well, and I feel bad for the guy that just said, this is some shitty-ass gin. That guy's fucking dying right now. Said, the Apollo Bay Distillery in Victoria said 9 bottles labeled SS Casino Gin were sold during the weekend at the Great Ocean Road Brew House in Apollo Bay. Bottles were mistakenly put up for sale as gin, but were actually filled with hand sanitizer containing glycerol and hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then in issuing the recall, the distillery says, consumption of the product may have side effects including nausea, headaches, dizziness, bloating, vomiting, thirst, and diarrhea. Which are
nothing
also the same side effects of drinking gin.
It's nothing a little Pepto-Bismol can't fix.
Yeah. Every distillery switched. Every distillery around here switched. You couldn't get anything.
I also feel like it was way more than 9 bottles. They're just saying 9 bottles.
Yes. There were 9 bottles sold.
Mm-hmm.
There were 3 pallets full that were sitting in the warehouse, and somebody finally said, "Is that? Nah, it can't be. Are you? Did you check? Hey, look, go take a shot real quick." And then
the
when they started,
made the mistake not to.
Yeah, and then when they started suffering from headaches and dizziness and diarrhea and vomiting, they were like, "Oh shit, we can't tell the difference." Hey, you intern, come here. You take a shot too. But yeah.
I feel like to save money, they just went with a permanent marker and like wrote, just scribbled out the gin and wrote hand sanitizer and put it back out.
No, they didn't even do
that. That's what I would do.
They didn't even. You would not do that.
That's straight up what I would do. It just makes sense.
You would do that on the first bottle. On all the following ones, you just go, "Oh, this is easier," and you just write "not" above gin.
Not gin.
This is not gin.
You were warned. This is not gin.
Well, man, it's got to be some really good shit. You guys have it all the way on the top shelf. What's that not gin? Oh, it's not gin. How much is it? $6 a bottle. Fuck it. I'll take them all. Well, it's not gin, sir. I get it. It's a catchy thing. It's not gin. It's handwritten. It's cute. Give me all fucking 8 bottles. Let's go.
I would fall for something like that. I do all the time. That kind of marketing.
Yeah.
Quirky, weird bargainer. Just like, "Oh my god, yes, this is so quirky. I have to buy it." That's just straight up me. They take all of my money.
Not gin.
Mm-hmm. Don't make it, because I'll buy it.
Yeah, make sure I send you a bottle of hand sanitizer and just write "not gin" on it.
Like, this is so cute.
Oh my god, TRV got me some booze. Look, he even wrote "not gin" like in the show.
Right.
So funny.
Ironic.
Well, yeah, so speaking of the funny, we brought back the hashtag AskTRB and AskHeatherD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Manager John did it.
For the win.
Yeah. Where's everybody else at?
I know. I think we need to send him a t-shirt.
Now I gotta make a t-shirt, too?
I could make the t-shirt. It's fine. I am like kind of have a lot of free time right now.
This is true.
So Manager John, listen, if you're listening, tell me what size of shirt you need and I'll send you a shirt that says, "Tell your mom I said hi." And then, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think it needs to be one of those form fitting, you know, like active shirts he can wear while he's running a marathon. Oh, it just says "Welcome to Rantyville." Yeah.
Well, it'll say that on the back and big bright letters, and then the front will just say "Tell your mom and say hi." That's the eye-catching thing. And then on the back it'll say "Welcome to Rantyville."
There it is. Manager John, you are in like Flint, my friend.
Yes, send me your info.
So this is how you get a bitching marathon shirt right here.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask TRB or ask Heather D. And
it's the easiest thing.
It is. I mean, seriously. Ask us a question, Heather will make you a shirt.
Well, okay, don't promise everyone. You're getting me in over my head.
Every fifth episode, the one person we pick might get a tank top with WTR on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just you can go out in public and people will be like, "Oh, would you get the misprinted WTF t-shirts?" And be like, no. So Manager John asks, "The groundhog pokes his head out, sees a shadow, but it isn't his. Does that mean 6 weeks until Armageddon?" Yeah. Hello. Punxsutawney Phil's unwritten rules? It's obvious.
They are unflinchingly rigid.
Agreed. And you know, the other thing is he pokes his head out. He only poked his head out. How much of a shadow is he going to get?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then the other question would be, is he seeing a person standing by his little groundhog hole?
Mm-hmm.
Is he seeing their shadow? Is it Mrs. Groundhog poking her head out too, going, "You said it was going to rain today." I don't know.
How exactly do you judge if a groundhog sees a shadow? Because, I mean, like, technically the shadow could be anywhere and he doesn't see it. But, like, if it's behind him, he would never... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like he tweets about it.
No. How does it scare him? Are groundhogs naturally afraid of shadows?
Very true. Good question.
I mean,
Brian Howard,
how do we know this? Figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it like cats and cucumbers, except shadows and groundhogs? I believe so. But yeah, I'm 100% thinking that this year he saw someone else's shadow.
Shadows and groundhogs. Thanks for naming the episode. Made that easy.
Band manager John, high five each other.
Yes. I think though you can just shadows and groundhogs aside. Yeah, it's 6 weeks till Armageddon. I mean, fuck. At this point, what's left?
Yeah.
You know, Australia's burning.
Is it?
The Rona. Murder.
Didn't they
hornets.
Say Yellowstone? Yeah. That's a real thing.
Yeah. Then.
Didn't they say Yellowstone is like rumbling?
Yeah.
Too?
Yellowstone's got the gut gurgles. Got the might have mud. Was it mud butt?
Yeah. He drank the not gin.
Yeah. Yeah. If you pour not gin into Old Faithful, will the world end?
Or time travel. Something's going to happen.
Doctor Strange pops out. This is one in 14 million. Great.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, my child asked me the other day if there were different dimensions. And I'm just like, this is too early. I don't want to talk. I don't know.
Yeah, both too early in life and too early in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about parallel timelines and alternate dimensions and universes. And look, the aliens haven't found us yet. It's just us here. That's it.
Yes, if aliens were real, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you think? He's like, maybe, but I think they'd be really mean to us. And I'm like, why? And then Aaron got really sad because there were no other because I said I don't think there are aliens. Like, I don't know. I don't think. And then Aaron got really sad that there was no other aliens. And I'm just like, I don't understand any of this. I don't know what's going on.
See, now at this point, I'm lost.
I know. The whole conversation happened. I'm just like, I'm just going to go pretend to make some dinner real quick. So you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to be watching Netflix and snacking in the kitchen.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I'll give you a topic, aliens or not. Getting clamped. Yeah.
Figure it out.
And I'm so glad that John got that reference because, you know, Linda Richman, Coffee Talk, not too many people get that one.
I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those people that don't get it.
I figured.
I'm sorry.
So it was actually someone who you do know from several other things that did this character on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
One Mr. Mike Myers.
Okay. I like Mike Myers.
Yeah, so just look up Linda Richman Coffee Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious. One of the best recurring sketches that they did on SNL through the 90s.
Of course, we did watch them.
Then there was Wayne's World.
Yeah, we did watch that with the boys last weekend. Well, and Nora was there too. She just doesn't watch TV really anymore, but yet. But we watched Wayne's World with the kids, and they actually really liked it.
Oh, so see now, so you've done Wayne's World with the boys for mm-hmm. Halloween. Now you can have Nora be Cassandra from Crucial Taunt and do Wayne's World 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, we have to watch that one with them next. We got the double feature because it's $5.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I would have thought by now it would be like some 25th, 30th anniversary edition that would be in a steel case and titanium.
We got this.
Whatever.
We got it years ago when we first got together. We were like really into finding just different movies. And we watched. He got me One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest for my birthday. And then we found Wayne's World, Mrs. Doubtfire. And then Office Space.
Yes.
Just so many good things. Big Lebowski. Just all the great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we watched a bunch of shitty horror movies that anyone that knew me when I went to college knows that I picked out the worst movies ever, and I made everyone sit through them with me.
We've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that. We've all had a friend that came to us in the early 90s and said, hey, you got to see this movie by this guy, Kevin Smith. And you got like halfway through it and you're like, what the fuck? Get shit out of here.
I do have a question for you. Did you watch Clerks? 2 before you watched Clerks 1, or did you watch Clerks 1 first?
Oh, God,
no. What was the order? Okay, what was the order of your Kevin Smith movies?
So it was Clerks. It was pretty much in the order they came out. But I watched Clerks first. Then it was, well, I think Mallrats was before Chasing Amy, but I saw Chasing Amy. Then Mallrats. Then, oh, goddamn. Might have been Dogma. Which mm-hmm. is just, hands down, best part, George Carlin as a cardinal.
So I watched half of that movie because my parents rented it on pay-per-view when I was like 10, maybe. And then halfway through, oh, absolutely, they're like, this is a heathen movie.
Blasphemous!
Yeah, so bad. I think we got to the part where like Jesus shows up in the road or something, and I'm just like, nope, nope, we're turning this shit off, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you guys even read the description?
I don't think your hardcore parents would necessarily go along with Alanis Morissette being God.
No.
George Carlin being a high-ranking member in the church. And one of the apostles being Chris Rock.
Yeah. And just my extremely religious wannabe Jewish parent or mom. Yeah, just didn't go over well with her.
Yeah. No. I could see that. I could see that. Tell your mom I said hi. It's the precursor. But oh, that was that's right. Manager John threw us a two-parter because he said it was either that or this. God damn it, I lost it. Where'd it go? There it was. Well, it was either this or that. When your check engine light goes off when you go over a particularly bad pothole, do you still take it to a garage? So when your check engine light comes on, Heather, do you take it to the garage? Do you take it to the shop?
No.
You hand the keys to Mr. D and say, figure shit out, right?
Yeah, or I keep driving it until it stops, which is horrible for me. Or, like, you just have a car where it's just always been on, and nothing's gone bad yet, so we just kind of pretend like it's fine.
Yeah, here's what happened to me in my previous life. At a particular automotive parts place that, fuck them. And just about every parts store does this, so all of them can feel the same pain. I'll put it to you like this. When you get sick, you're not feeling well, do you go to the pharmacy or do you go to the doctor to find out what's wrong?
Doctor.
Right. Go to the doctor to find out what's wrong. The skilled, trained, technical type person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except it's completely different. In the automotive side, they go to the pharmacy and ask pharmacy tech who's making $8.25 an hour, what's wrong with my car and how do I fix it? Yeah, no, you don't take you go to find out why the light is on. But these people aren't fucking mechanics. You're getting paid minimum wage to make maximum profit for some jackass atop, you know, the same ivory tower that any company has, you know, the people that own the stocks and the investors and the president and the CEO, but you get $8.25 while I get to drive a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah, don't take it to a garage. Manager John is right here. You do take it to a garage. That is the correct answer.
That's the responsible answer.
Exactly. Because again, if you had terrible stomach pains, you were shitting uncontrollably, you had not purchased a bottle of not gin,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're not gonna go into a Rite Aid or a Walgreens and go, what should I take? I've got this and this and this and this and this. They're just gonna say, I don't know, Pepto? You go to the doctor, they're going to tell you that there's some terrible virus living in your lower intestine that's causing this and that, and there's, you know, nothing we can do for that, but we can give you this, and we can give you this, and we can give you this, and it'll pass in 2 or 3 days. It's a much more concise answer from someone who, I don't know, maybe has all the pertinent training. Take it to a garage, people. take it to a damn garage.
Or just wait it out. I mean,
there's that too. Or just go back and hit the same pothole and see if it clicks off.
Yeah, from the other way. Just go the opposite. Yeah, right. It's like reversing.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so like I know it's totally stupid and like irrational. None of this, it doesn't make sense at all. But our Avenger, for some reason, my brakes kept locking up for like 2 weeks straight. And we could not figure out what happened, what was going on. And then like this mechanic said that like I was getting hot spots in my rotors. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to get new rotors. And then I never got the rotors put on, but all of a sudden it stopped doing it. So it kind of fixed itself, I think. The brakes work fine. We've had no problem. It just, that car for some reason fixes itself. And I don't know what it is.
No, that's a defective Dodge. Usually they only break.
It hasn't, though. Nothing bad has happened. That's what everyone keeps doing. Like, wait till your transmission goes out. And I'm like, that shit has never given me any problems,
knock
ever.
Knock on wood.
I know, I shouldn't have said that. Why the fuck did I say that? Because I'm not superstitious. I'm only a little stitious. All the office references today.
Oh, here we go. Number two. Oh, yes. Yeah. Dear Abby's going to be fun this week.
I know, I can't wait.
So wasted.
But yeah, thank you, Manager John, for talking to us and replying. Super appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Heather will get right on that shirt.
Well, after you DM me. So yeah. get this out fast. So slide into my DMs and that'll be on its way.
Slide in there, John. Well, so I do have good news for you.
Okay. I really like good news.
Yes. Very good news. Elon Musk has done something for you.
Okay.
Specifically you.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he launched another, I don't know, 50, 80, 2 million of these Starlink satellites that are going to bring high-speed, reliable internet to areas that have expensive, unreliable, or no internet. And quite frankly, I think he did this with the West Side of Rantyville in mind completely.
Yeah. We're still getting like fiber optics being placed in our ground here.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Stepping back in time. You wouldn't believe.
Holy shit. I distinctly remember moving into a house with an ex-girlfriend. Oh my fuck. 15 years ago. And the Verizon Fios, their fiber optic, was brand new. And they were up against like the local cable company that pretty much had just had everything on lock for like 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd gotten used to, you know, the internet speed and, you know, porn being very slow and pixelated to all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, that chick has a nice rack, but she's actually ugly as fuck. All these years I thought she was hot, but wow, just now getting fiber optic stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I would say so. Well, tell Elon thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, he's definitely,
he's probably listening.
Oh, absolutely,
he for sure listens to this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's Welcome to Rantyville, and I mean, quite frankly, he goes on some pretty good rants. So, you know, I mean,
can we claim that, or will we get in trouble if we like claim podcast listening by Elon Musk? Will we get in trouble if we say that? We can't say that. We can't promote that.
No, because here's what'll happen: someone will say it. Okay, so I'll just put it out there right now. Elon Musk listens to this podcast. Okay. I'm not saying he listens to it right now, but once somebody says Elon Musk listens to this, then somebody else is going to say it, it's going to get retweeted, it's going to get put on an Instagram, there's going to be a Snapchat about it, it's going to make its way over to Facebook, and nobody gives a shit about Facebook, it'll get back to Twitter, it'll get retweeted again, it'll get to him, and he'll be like, what is this? And the man's jet-setting around the world, he's going from Tesla plant here and there and everywhere, he's got a lot of downtime in between, he's going to go, what the hell is this? Should I be listening to this? And all it takes is for him to listen to 3 seconds of the first cold open. Now, Elon Musk listens to Welcome to Rantyville.
That is the one thing Ryan Gregory Howard cannot fact check.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Give it a couple weeks, a couple retreat. Wow, hello, second can. Give it a couple retweets, and then he can go into it full bore and go, Elon, have you checked out that episode where they were talking about you and how much they love you and really appreciate you putting internet in these impoverished towns where one of the co-hosts live?
Thanks.
It's like the middle of Serengeti. Oh, God. Oh, middle. Good thing. Good thing I said that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. We know Mom's a flat earther.
Yeah.
Stumbled across an article, Popular Mechanics, where there's flat earthers. There's people, you know, that are normal, believe the earth is round. Apparently, the flat earthers are not alone in their belief that there is something off with this planet.
What?
Yeah. Now, you know, we know the earth is a sphere.
Yeah, it's pretty well known.
Right. They believe that the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm. Most of us agree that it's a sphere, not flat.
Exactly. Have you ever heard of hollow earth?
No, I have not heard of
that. Yeah. What
the fuck is that about?
Exactly. Oh my God. So here we go.
That I'm imagining, before you even say anything, all that I'm imagining is like a Kinder Egg. But there.
You know, you probably wouldn't be far off. That's why they don't want us to drill for oil. You know, we'll find all the toys.
Yeah, that's why when we were kids, we're like, no, you can't drill straight through the earth to get to China on the other side. That's not possible.
Yeah. I remember the kid next door when I was growing up. Just started digging one day. we looked at him like, what are you doing, man? He goes, well, I'm going to dig to China.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. We had no idea how far away China is.
Not at all. And that's like literally a thing that as a child you want to do. And then we went to school and then my teacher's like, no, there's like fucking magma inside of the earth. Like there's a really hot ass core and you can't get down that far.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I distinctly remember it being a hot ass day. We made it about 2 feet, hit some clay, and said, all right, fuck China.
It's too far.
Yeah.
Well, also, yeah, distance weren't a factor, because yes, a child cannot dig from here to China. But yeah, all that shit that you'd have to go through to the middle.
Yeah. Kind of a damper.
Why you have to kill my dreams like that? Maybe that's why I'm so depressed as an adult.
Yeah, because they squashed our, you know, I can dig all the way to China. No, you can't. Fuck.
Just kill all the magic of the earth. It's horrible.
Fine, I guess I'll just get a fucking job, huh?
Pay taxes. Nine. Well, yeah. Give me coffee, Mom.
Shit, I might as well start smoking now.
We all know what we're going to.
Fuck it. Hey, look, I might be 11, but I want some Marlboro goddamn Reds. I'm not trying to make it to 12, motherfucker.
Don't waste that time for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Mom and Dad come home from work, and there's their sixth grader just sitting there with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a fucking ashtray full of, like, you know, just smoked all the way down to the filter and snuffed out in Dad's big glass ashtray, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, never going to use that algebra shit again in my life. I guarantee it. It's just a waste of time. I'm just, you know what? You guys have money. You can do what you want. Fuck it, I'm doing the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Then again, there are also parents that, at the age of 12, they probably look at their children and they go, you're a man now, son. Here, take a shot and have a drag.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. Just get it over.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are also the same people that believe the earth is hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So it's, while flat earthers get all the attention in the mainstream media, Popular Mechanics notes that there is also a conspiracy that says the, quote, Earth is hollow and that there might even be a whole other civilization of advanced beings living in it, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, this is That's... just... It gets even sillier. Let's see, it says, at the North Pole is a gaping vortex that sucks water down to the central fire where it's heated and expelled out the South Pole. But then there's like another theory to it, that the only way you can get to the middle of the Earth where this other advanced civilization is via entrance of a secret passageway either at the North Pole or the South Pole.
Okay.
I wish I could make this shit up.
Yeah, it's like that locker in Men in Black where he goes to get his watch, and like there's that whole thing in there that the outside world. Like, those kind of things live inside the Earth.
Could be.
They're bringing aliens inside of our planet instead of outside.
Yeah, that's the holding cell.
Oh, it's, I don't know. This is so... How the fuck?
Yeah. Now I just want to hear somebody go into an excavation company, you know, kind of like they did in the Flat Earth one. Walk into NASA. Nobody's ever said this here before. The Earth is flat. Ah, ha, ha, ha. So we go to like a drilling company and be like, the Earth is hollow. And then they just get fucking clubbed with giant wrenches. Duh.
I don't know why people... That's just so...
Yeah.
That's a new one. I have not heard that one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not interesting at all. But it's, I mean, like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Watch us be wrong. You know, like, what? 20
years. Yeah, right. But I have an idea.
Okay.
And you know what? This is going to involve the listeners. Mm-hmm. On a let's do this on a weekly basis. Why not? Because I had fun with Tom Nook last week and him fabricating the backstory that he's a coke dealer.
And that was very good.
Killed his wife for the insurance money.
Very interesting.
This is what we should do. All right, because I just said I can't make this shit up. I think we can make this shit up. I think we can. I think we should do a segment called Create a Conspiracy.
I'm all on board with this.
Let's make our own conspiracies about the stupidest fucking shit we can find, like the Earth is hollow. The fuck?
Something has to catch on. I mean, these things caught on.
Yeah, the flat earth, the hollow earth. You know, anything could be a conspiracy now. Fuck it, why not? Let's just make our own.
I'm all about this.
Hey, fuck it. I mean, if we wanted to, we could get your mom involved. Have her come on.
Oh my god, no, I don't even want to ask her. I don't want to know what's going on.
Better yet, that's what we do. We'll create a conspiracy. And then we'll let you run with it and just go, Mom, did you hear about the whatever the fuck conspiracy? And she goes, no, honey, what is it? And then you just send her like a brief synopsis of it. And knowing that there's absolutely no backstory on the internet at all. And see if she comes back a week later as an expert. Well, honey, I found out that glow sticks are actually full of cancer. That's why all those kids at the raves die early.
God. So, okay, basically what you're telling me is you want me to pitch all of these unfounded conspiracies from the internet to my already mentally unstable mother who believes everything she reads on the internet on a weekly basis.
No, not even from the internet, from us. It'd be even worse.
Oh, God. I don't want to create this monster. Oh, I can't.
Welcome to Conspiracy Factory. With TRB and Heather D on A&E.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Conspiracy Factory. I love that. That's what it's going to be called. That's what the segment should be called.
Conspiracy Factory.
Conspiracy Factory.
All right, trademarked. Don't even try it. Fucking Bravo or whatever. Fucking Lawn and Home Garden TV will try it.
The next conspiracy is that shows up before on TV before like this episode comes out and they're listening to us.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably use enough B-roll.
Yeah.
Just be like, in the woods of urban North Carolina, And it's just like, it's a 22-minute show when you take out the commercials, and there's actually only about 4 minutes of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just people, you know, Bigfoot does exist. I seen him. I seen him. He was having him a chili cheese dog from Sonic. I saw a rapper. He said no onions. I hate onions. Oh, I give my North Carolina people a bad rap. Anyhow.
Your impressions are phenomenal.
They're the same fucking thing over and over. Unless it's Hank or...
Yeah.
Dear Abigail. All right, so... All right, hold on. This is going to be fun, so I'm going to keep drinking this copper can. Which I'm actually going to chase with water tonight because I have to work.
Oh, that was a bad idea. To work tomorrow. Don't go to work tomorrow.
Okay, right? God, if only it was that easy. Hey, fuck you guys. I got the Rona. Oh, really? Damn. Well, send us a doctor's note. Oh, no, not that Rona. The kind you buy 12 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to make up a conspiracy. What should it be? Burger King running out of the Impossible Whopper is probably not a really big conspiracy. Just vegetarians are eating it. Fuck. Where could we go with this?
Do you remember the steak, egg, and cheese bagels from McDonald's?
Yes.
You remember them, right? Because they did exist, right?
Yeah.
I'm not just imagining.
No, it wasn't the greatest thing, but I liked the fact that if I got something on a bagel there in my morning rush, I didn't take one bite and have it disintegrate in my lap.
Okay, yeah, because fuck those biscuits.
Yeah, but, those aren't even biscuits. They're not even biscuits.
No, I don't know what that is. That's flour and water.
They're biscuits.
Yeah. I have not seen them on the menu for a very, very long time. And, like, part of me is like, did I imagine this sandwich? But I'm glad to know I didn't. I'm glad to know it did exist, and I'm not crazy.
Totally, that was a real thing.
Where the fuck did they go? I love bagels. Bagels are like, I could eat a bagel every day, all day. Like, on the hour. I love bagels. So the bacon stick.
Look, I just found Hawaiian, you know, the Hawaiian sweetbread.
Yeah.
Hawaiian bagels? Yep. Holy shit.
Phenomenal. Let me tell you. If you make a turkey, and I'm just going to get into food, just super into food right now. Don't get me on these tangents, man. If you make
you
a turkey
started the bagel
sandwich,
tangent.
I know I love bagels, and now I can't stop talking about
them. You fucking grabbed that bagel like a steering wheel and turned us hard right.
I did. But for real, this is just like a pro tip. If you make a turkey sandwich on a cinnamon raisin bagel, it's the best fucking thing you'll ever eat. Holy balls. Try it. You will never eat a turkey sandwich the regular way again, except maybe because bagels are kind of expensive. $4 for 6 bagels, it's hard.
Follow Heather D's TikTok for more of these recipes.
I should do that. I like abandoned my TikTok.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm kind of done with it now. It kind of vined itself. Like, it was Vine at first, and then they're like, ooh, now it's TikTok. Or no, it was that. It was like Vine.
Quibi?
Some singing karaoke app or something.
Oh, you got me.
And then it turned TikTok. I don't know. I just know it was a whole bunch of different things, and it keeps changing its name and, like, getting revamped again, and then it just dies down again. But that's what happens when all you do is have a bunch of girls dancing to music, like, trying to be hot, I guess. But then most of them are 16. You have to keep that in mind.
Yes.
Most of them are 16.
Yeah, don't go Christy Elia.
No. Oh, God. Did you see that? Freaking Hyde got arrested.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, he got charged from shit he did, like, 20 years ago, too.
Yeah, he's getting arrested for, like, 3 different rapes, but I know that they had accused him earlier, but now, because it was a few years ago when they did that whole movement thing, and now he's getting arrested. It's crazy. He had a $3.3 million bond that he obviously made.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fair. But anyway, back to this McDonald's conspiracy thing. Do you think that, like... Maybe it wasn't steak, because how the fuck are you going to get steak at McDonald's?
That's a good point. So let's see. Let's twist the conspiracy. So when did they discontinue these? McDonald's. I'm doing your job for you, Ryan Howard.
Right. He should pay us. I mean,
sponsor spot.
If you can't find anything concrete on the internet, I'm kind of thinking maybe we did get into an actual conspiracy.
Oh, no, here
conspiracy.
We go. Here's pictures, and wow, that does, holy shit, that does not look like steak.
Right.
Hmm.
Like, so I've never been into it, and I'm like, this is steak. I'm just like, they say it's steak.
It's a chick named Renee reviewing it. The fuck out of here. It's a McDonald's bagel.
I believe anything Renee says.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a reliable source.
Well, yeah, okay. So this was written at the end of 2017. The breakfast sandwich is largely discontinued, but still available at some participating locations. So two years-ish? Year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, shit. Two and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
Three and a half. Fuck. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Is it 2017?
Yeah, but it was like December 29th of 2017 is the article.
Oh, okay. So basically like 2 years then. Two and a half.
Yeah. So, let's see.
That's just the Moscow Mule's messing with you.
It is. Yeah. Fucking speech and math. Two of my strong points. Woo! Right down the shitter. Good Hopefully job recommending this drink.
Yeah. You're welcome. It does the job, man.
Does. Wow. Let's see. Our conspiracy from the Conspiracy Factory is that the McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel, I almost said biscuit, the bagel was discontinued for the following reasons.
Okay.
You can't just base it on one single strand. Like, you got to give multiple strings for people to pull on and unravel themselves.
True.
All right, we'll go with the steak part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. It wasn't steak.
It wasn't real steak, and somehow they were getting their meat from probably somewhere in Asia where they have camels.
Yes.
And then something
The McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel was actually discontinued when it was found in early 2017 that the steak component of these breakfast sandwiches actually came from the slaughtered camels of Al-Qaeda warriors. or Taliban warriors, even better.
And then once we went to war with them.
Yeah.
They cut off our... Yeah, that kind of actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, right there.
Oh, all we have to do is put those words. No, we figured it out.
It's out there now.
It's fucking out there. All we have to do now is put it on a solid colored background. And then type out those words in block white letter and then share it around the internet. That shit's going to be fact.
And then when we get a cease and desist letter from McDonald's, it's true.
Right.
So,
to be honest, though, I would trade a steak, egg, and cheese bagel to cease and desist.
Yes. Yes. As long as you can provide facts and video footage that the steak did not come from dead Taliban camels. Because that is actually why the Mickey D's steak, egg, and cheese bagel was discontinued. Had nothing to do with the fact that that there were three restaurant explosions from bagel toasters, resulting in four deaths that were covered up by the Ronald McDonald House. But it was actually the steak which came from dead Taliban camels that were then, we were actually sanctioned that we could no longer import these dead camels to make the steak. It's so fucking ridiculous. Man. I love it.
Oh, wait. In 2017, there was an Iraqi civil war. There was an Iraqi-Kurdish conflict. There was the Iraqi insurgency. There was also a Syrian civil war that spilled over into Lebanon. So, I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all just makes sense.
Well, I guess, well, Taliban would have been in Iran. I guess it could have been in Iraq, too. Why not?
Well, I guess really there is still an Iran-Saudi Arabia proxy conflict happening, and it started in 2011. It's continuing to now. Well, maybe we need to change our origin source to fit the facts.
Yeah,
what conspiracies do. They change the origin to fit the facts. Or no, they don't.
Even better.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's discontinued the steak, egg, and cheese bagel when it was found that the meat that comprised the steak component of the sandwich was found to be harvested from the executed camels that were once part of Saddam Hussein's private camel collection. Because now the conspiracy is even better because there's a face associated with it.
And that makes it more believable.
Yes. Like you're putting, you know, the former, quote unquote, I don't know, leader, dictator of Iraq with his 70s porn star mustache. You're equating that face and that guy riding a camel with you sitting in a double drive-thru in America 2017 wondering where the steak, egg, and cheese bagel has gone. Now, you went on the dark web. You read the documents about the four deaths from bagel toaster explosions at various McDonald's franchises across the U.S. You didn't really believe that. But now, Saddam's face on the Golden Arches premier, probably, what, $5 breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then facts came out, and that was it. Sandwich gone. No more steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Nope. That just makes so much sense.
At least, well, and you know what? I just realized it's a good thing they called it the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Mm-hmm. Because if it was the steak, egg, and cheese sandwich, then if you shortened it to S-E-C-S, when you sound it out, that was the first iteration. That was the first iteration of the steak, egg, and cheese bagel featuring Saddam's dead camel meat as steak. They had too many complaints of, Karen behind me when I'd pull up to the speaker and go, I'll take a large Diet Coke and one sex. And then
never get sex from Walmart.
From Walmart. Oh God! Could you imagine how bad? Maybe that's why the McDonald's inside of Walmart's closed up.
Oh God!
They were the ones that started it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they initially got their hands on Saddam's camel meat, passed it off mm-hmm. as steak, but then when the FDA and all of them they did some tracing back and they found out it was not the not gin. Wait, no, that'd be jumping to the future. When they found out it was the dead camel meat,
they knew it was all happening. It's the government anyway.
Yeah. Look the other way. Nothing happening here. Quick, put the camel on the grill. So there. Yeah, that's it. Conspiracy factory. Yeah, we got to
know deep with that.
Yeah, not only did we explain, because see, then. Yeah, so it was the it started off as a steak, egg, and cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. Nobody was the wiser. There had yet to be any bagel toaster explosions, and mm-hmm. and what sparked the initial change in the name of the sandwich to call it the steak, egg, and cheese bagel was that there were several people that went through the drive-thru and said that they would have a large orange juice and one sex, and then Karen would come behind them in line. And her husband refuses to touch her because she's just such a fucking bitch. And, she would say, well, I'll have a large orange juice and a sex too. And then people would, the person in the drive-thru would just be like, oh, God, it's her. I'm sorry, ma'am, we're out of sex. She'd be like, ugh, fuck him, but you won't fuck me. What the fuck? So then it evolved to the steak, egg, and cheese biscuit. Then, you know, a couple people, you know, in a Walmart, bagel. McDonald's. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
You know, initially there were the bagel toaster explosions. That kind of got swept under the rug because it didn't cause widespread problems. But then, you know, the first wave of these issues occurred in the McDonald's that were built into Walmart's. McDonald's didn't actually raise the red flag when people were shitting uncontrollably in their bathrooms, but it was when the conga line of diarrhea moved to the Walmart bathrooms, and those people had to start cleaning it. They said, God, you know, everybody here said they had that steak, egg, and cheese bagel, and now they're in here shitting their minds out. So, you know, they called corporate, they got involved, they talked to the FDA came in, checked it out. You know, it was explained away the first couple times. Oh, no, we just got a bad batch from, you know, Golden Arches Incorporated or wherever the fuck they buy their shit. And then.
Definitely that.
Yeah. And then later on down the line, it came out that, it wasn't pink slime. It might have been some kind of alternative meat. So they sent some investigators, overseas. They found that Saddam's massive, 500,000 personal camel collection had just up and disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then one of the guys that went over to investigate had brought a couple of these suspicious bagel steak, egg, and cheese bagels with them and offered one to one of the villagers. And he took a bite and he went, oh, you guys don't know how to cook camel. And he said, what? Because in every conspiracy, there has to be that one really far-fetched link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like in any action movie where the guy is about to die and the girl's been knocked out and the gun is just out of his reach. And all of a sudden, right as the bad guy's about to stab him in the back, the girl miraculously recovers, kicks the gun to him. He rolls over, shoots him between the eyes. Every time. Never fails.
Every time.
But yeah, so the food investigator went over to find out, and again he handed a bagel to this guy and he critiqued the cooking of the camel, and then that was it right there. That was the big red flag that just set everything off. And then late in 2017, McDonald's paid a hefty fine, they had some non-disclosure agreements, covered everything up, and it wasn't until 15 minutes ago that it was discovered why the steak, egg, and cheese bagel is no more at McDonald's.
You've heard it here first.
That's right. This has been Conspiracy Factory. Fuck. So yeah, send us a new one. Send us one. That was, I have no idea how we arrived at that point, but goddammit, it's fun.
The best fucking thing is, with all of these, you have to add in so many different facts that people aren't going to fact check any of it. That way they're just like, oh yeah, that sounds right. That really does sound right.
Well, and it's not only that, you send them down so many different rabbit holes, they forget mm-hmm. where they started.
You're going to get lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. That's a regular thing. So I have now made Tom Nook a very generally likable and very charismatic character on a Nintendo Switch video game into a Coke dealer.
Arguably hated.
Yeah. Coke dealer who killed his wife in front of the two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I have now placed McDonald's firmly in the camp of knowingly serving camel meat and allowing bagel toaster explosions to happen in their restaurants, all mm-hmm. while covering it up and creating the perfect conspiracy.
Perfect.
God damn.
I can't wait till next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd love to do like, you know what? I'd love to just do an entire episode of Conspiracy Factory.
Yeah.
Maybe if we get enough people jumping in, maybe that's all we do. We go, welcome to Rantyville's Conspiracy Factory. Where we just make shit up.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it. Ah, wow, I like this copper can. although I know exactly where this fucking copper can is about to take me.
I've literally been waiting this entire episode for this.
Oh, I know.
I feel like it kind of ties in with everything, in a sense.
Oh, well, hang on one second. All right, so we tasked Tyler, yeah, with sending us a teaser. It doesn't look like he will make it to join us. I think he is actually getting spanked and enjoying it right now. However, he did do his due diligence and sent us a screenshot of comments on Pornhub. And it's a blowjob at Chuck E. Cheese parking lot. First comment, username, Chuck E. Cheese. Get off my property. Oh, God damn it, Tyler. You're a good man. Yeah. We love you.
Oh, my God. The picture's so fucking creepy, too.
I know.
Chuck E. Cheese profile picture. That's terrifying.
Yes. Yes, it is. It looks like Chuck E. Cheese about to shank a bitch. Bitch better have my tokens.
I love that he already had that ready and he had no idea you were going to ask him to do that.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, because I know. I did not preface that again. We do no show prep here. No show prep. And except for the part where we did a real deep dive on that conspiracy about Mickey D's sticking to cheese bagels.
That's literally the most research we've ever done, ever.
I mean, just fucking carpal tunnel, just typing all day.
The awful thing, though, is that now I have, like, Middle East conflicts and, like, Saddam Hussein on my search history, and I'm not sure what's going to start popping up in my ads.
We'll just throw Ronald McDonald in there, and they'll be like,
we'll find that conspiracy, I'm sure.
Actually, the funny thing would be is if somebody comes knocking on your door and goes, are you Heather D? Yes. Did you post on Facebook in, looks like August of 2017, this bacon, egg, and, or steak, egg, and cheese bagel tastes like shit? That is you. You can confirm that this is yours from Facebook? Yes. Can you come with me, please? And children are just left crying.
Oh.
No.
I do think that Facebook's like catching on to me though, because they've been showing me like Russian makeup videos on Facebook. It's so weird. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, well, when you start getting Pinterest hits for how to prepare camel.
Then I'll know yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I did, however, on the internet, Google this Dearest Abigail. Oh,
fuck. Here we go again.
Which is phenomenal. Also, I love when Abby, my girl, brings the first article. It's always like my choice. She really brought it to us today. This is Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore.
Hooah!
I was waiting. It's titled, Wife Stunned to Discover Husband's Weighty Fetish.
And I have not pre-read this. I got about a sentence in, and I was like, all right. I have to read the first couple sentences just to see which voice I have to use.
Yeah. Because I'm never going
to
read.
No, you're never going to tell me, hey, this needs to be Old Lady or Hank Hill or whatever. You're just going to hang me out to dry.
My favorite part of this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, based on the first couple sentences, it looks like it's going to be Brenda from West Virginia voice again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore, my husband and I married 2 years ago. A year later, we welcomed our first child. She was kind of an oopsie because he said, oh, I swear I pulled out. But I didn't feel anything on my lower back. Whatever. I never imagined I would ever want a divorce. Well, I found out early this year that my husband has a fetish fantasy about bigger women. He always says something about more cushion for the push-in, or that I should be better for shade in the summer and warmth in the winter. Whatever that means. I go to the fucking gym 8 days a week, bitch. And I dress like I'm going to the gym every day, every hour. Like, right now, Lulu LaRue. top to bottom. That's right. I'm reading this Dear Abigail to you right now, wearing my New Balances, because I'm going to go for a fucking 5K after this. Anyhow, he has purchased books related to these things. Oh, wait.
Oh, you skipped. Wait, you got to go back.
I did. God, of course you've got to have air quotes in here, bitch.
I know. You cannot skip the air quotes.
Yeah. He actually said it about bigger women, that he likes them. Whatever. Fatty. He is a, air quote, beater. Air quote. He has purchased books related to these things and watches videos and reads stories about it while sitting next to me on the couch. It turns him on. He has asked me to consider gaining weight. I told him, go fuck yourself. I mean, like, really nice. Like, hey, look, you need help, Tim. But again, go fuck yourself, because I do not work out Sunday through Saturday and then twice again on Sunday again just for you to go, hey, look, why don't you go get a bunch of fucking camel meat on a bagel and fatten up for Thanksgiving like a turkey? Maybe I shouldn't have had that baby, because then he saw how big I can get and it put some thoughts in his mind. And quite frankly, I want him to get those thoughts out of his mind. Fucking sicko. And I call him a sicko because I made an appointment for him to see a therapist. And I am forcing him to go. That's right. You're not going to rub my feet after the run until you go to a therapist, Timmy. I feel cheated on and disrespected because this man is jerking off to BBW, whatever that is, videos on Pornhub. He even leaves comments. That's just gross. I seriously feel cheated on and disrespected. Excuse me. Oh my God, I've been drinking too. I don't know how to handle this bomb he dropped on me. I don't know how to be with someone who has such a strong impulse, who wants me to be just so big. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I went to bed early last Friday, and I woke up at about 11 to go tinkle. And when I looked out into the living room, he was jerking off on the couch. And I walked out, and I said, Tim, what are you doing? The baby's on the couch next to you, you perv. And then I looked at the screen. The baby was asleep. I mean, like, it wasn't totally weird. It was just kind of weird. But then, like, so I saw him, and he's sitting there, and he's just got this half a bottle of baby lotion in his hand. This giant, disgusting mess on my brand-new Ashley Furniture couch, okay, that I won from winning a marathon, because I run 19 days a week.
Far away.
You shut up. It's my life. But there he is with all this baby lotion and his little pud in his hand, and he was watching My 600-Pound Life. And he just completely ignored me. And I stood there and I'm going, Tim, what are you doing? Tim, what are you doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. And then he, like, it got to the point where the girl got on the scale and it said 630 pounds. And oh my God, that man ejaculated so hard at that exact moment. It was just utterly disgusting. So it was so gross. Honestly, if it hadn't been for all these books and telling me to stop counting calories and trying to feed me, you know, an entire box of instant mashed potatoes for dinner every night, I would have thought he had a foot fetish. But literally the numbers made him come, and that is disgusting. And, you know, I don't know how to be with someone who has such a strong impulse. I mean, I hate to feel at fault for walking away and breaking up our family, but I can't go along with this and risk my health. Okay? I also don't know how to live apart from him. So seriously, dearest Abigail, little fourth grade hooer, any help is appreciated. I'm just going to sign this as wife of a feeder. My real name is Kathy the Runner. It's not my legal last name. It's just how I prefer to be known. Okay. I mean, if we do split up, I will legally have my name changed to Kathy, and then the middle initial will be T, which is short for the, and then I'll have my last name changed to Runner. Just so people know, like, I'm serious about this shit, and I am not gonna, you know, audition to be on My 600-Pound Life for this man, you know, baby or not. And I'll let you pick out the embellished parts, readers, listeners.
That went so many different ways. It was so crazy. That was the most intense Dearest Abigail we've ever had on the show.
I think I got you when he came on the scale. Dr. Now goes, you have gained 17 pounds. And he just went, oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet release.
Well, that's it. We're done. I mean, we're done.
Oh, fuck you, Copper Can. I love you. I'm going to finish this one now.
Oh, it's the best thing.
Oh, the best.
Holy cow. The worst. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a trip.
That was a trip straight to hell and back.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so crazy. I just don't even know what to say now.
I mean, you know, again, we could always read Abby's bullshit answer. Yes. But your husband discussed this before. Gaining weight to feed a fetish, not healthy. Licensed mental health professional, an appointment. Look, you know what? Here's the deal. Very simple. He agrees to pay all the bills, no matter what. You want to go on a shopping spree at Macy's? $5,000? He foots the bill. That's it. All you got to do is spend his money and raise that child right. That's it. In exchange, one night a week, he gets to fuck you in the fat bastard fat suit. That's it. He fulfills his fantasy. Kathy can keep running. She can go around town and tell everybody, oh, yeah, all I have to do is put on a fat suit once a week. I mean, half the time he doesn't even get it in. Half the time, you know, he takes off his pants and then I walk out with this big chubby rubber suit on and he just comes right there and he's like, all right, that's good enough. I mean, Beast walking in, he's got the baby on the couch watching My 600-Pound Life. Fuck.
Why'd you have to bring the baby into it?
because as if the situation wasn't mildly disturbing. Yeah, I had to take it there, you know?
Push the fucking limit.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of providing a decent enough household that it's not like it's not a love seat and a cable spool like it's a bachelor pad. Like there's a nice coffee table, it's a big sectional couch. You know, got that definitely nice chaise on the end.
Yeah, that's definitely the liberties we were taking while all of that was unfolding. Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, he can afford to feed you, like, to get you really chunky. So, I mean, right. he has no problem with the grocery bill. I'm just saying, why is she fucking complaining? How great is that, that she found a husband that doesn't want her to lose the baby weight after the baby's born? That's just, it's crazy. I don't know why she's complaining.
Yeah, and again... You know, the situation, she could have been, well, there's a bunch of factors that come into it. So let's see. How long did you date before you got married?
Yeah, two years they got married, and then they had a baby. So 9 months of that 2 years of 24 was, so they were only, like, together for, like, 15 months before their baby was born. Which, that's only 15 months of marriage without a baby.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. And how long before? Because they didn't just, you know, somebody didn't swipe on Tinder and go, hey, you want to get married? And she said, yeah. That's why I'm here. You know, you didn't, or you know, oh, I saw your video on Pornhub. I left you a nice comment. I loved it. Let's get married. No, there had to have been some time frame before, and either the fetish was there and it was never brought up, it was never addressed, Or, oh, I think I just figured it out. During the time she was pregnant, and I would say in most cases, any woman is pregnant, what does a guy not usually get?
That's debatable.
Yeah, more often than not, especially later on.
Well, kind of, yeah. But, I mean, pregnancy hormones actually do make you, like, more aggressive than normal.
Agreed. Agreed. but, again, you know, if you were having sex, you know, three times a week, once you get pregnant, it might be down to one. Later on, you know, 6, 7, 8 months pregnant, the guy's kind of like, yeah, nah, maybe not. Or even the girls, eh, maybe not. There's a lot more porn watching.
Okay.
He developed the fetish while she was pregnant from porn.
Okay.
Because that's interesting. Kathy, of course, you know, would you say she was attractive? She was fit. She was, you know, everything that this guy wanted. You know, whether it was, you know, this build, that build, skinny, chunky, whatever. He was attracted. But then he goes on Pornhub because he's not getting enough. And he's going, well, nah, that one's weird because that chick is, you know, she's got a small waist and big boobs. Looks like, you know, looks too much like my wife. It's something different. And he landed on BBWs, big, beautiful women. And he went, ooh, well, this is new. And that's where he hung out for like 4 months of the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's his sexual fantasy.
Interesting.
So he's going, hey, why don't you get two of those steak, egg, and cheese bagels? No. I'm sure you'll run it off. I'm sure you will. And then he goes home and like throws her running shoes in the garbage disposal. I don't know what happened to your shoes, honey. No, just sit down, relax, take a load off. He got hooked on a completely different category of porn. So, you know, when he was single, he looked at the small waist and the big bust. That's what he wanted. He finally found it. Now he couldn't have sex with her for an extended period of time. So then he went, hey, that's something different. Wow. She can really move. Oh, wow, maybe big girls are where it's at. Maybe I need to make her into a big girl.
So the like theater thing, like this is apparently like a real fetish thing. It's crazy. I didn't want to Google it because I just don't even want. I don't want to add that on top of Al Qaeda and everything. But
Saddam. So, remember, we fact-checked and we found out it was Saddam's private camel collection.
Okay. So, like, if the roles were reversed, if Mrs. TRB wanted to fatten you up for sexual pleasures, would you let her?
No.
I mean, is that... No?
No.
I think you're lying.
Probably.
It doesn't sound so bad.
Bring on the Big Macs.
You just got to Miss Chewy like, hey, you want to try something?
Yeah.
You feed me food all the time. Oh god, yeah, I don't know, it's so crazy. I mean, yeah, teach their own, whatever, it's good. I'm glad that everyone gets love, but I don't know how I'd react if that came out in a marriage a couple years into it.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't want to Google, but top definition on Urban Dictionary.
I love that.
Feeder, usually a male who likes to encourage weight gain in his partner through the consumption of food. Feeders differ from FAs. Okay, I don't know what FA is. I'll have to click on that in a minute. Whilst an FA is attracted to big girls, a feeder gets turned on by making a thin girl fat or a big girl even bigger.
Oh, okay. So the actual weight gain is what they're attracted to.
Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, I think I clicked on the wrong thing here, but maybe I'm wrong. No, it says F-A... No, that can't be it. Thanks for letting me down, Urban Dictionary.
Broken links. Not cool.
Yeah, right. It linked me to that F-A was a fail. No, see, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, there's just so many wrong answers here. Financial advisor, football association. Female attention.
Hmm.
Short form for forever alone. Yeah, no, there's
just... Oh, okay. F-A. Google, because people also asked, what does F-A mean in slang? F-A means fat admirer.
Ah, fat admirer, okay.
Fuck all, or fucking awesome, but yeah, fat admirer. Interesting.
Yeah. We've just uncovered a whole another culture for you to check out. I don't know.
This maybe. Episode, yeah, this episode is full of so much knowledge, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, shadows, just all groundhogs, knowledge. Feeders.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracies.
Factories, not gym.
Camels. My God. I think we've covered
it all. Tyler at one point.
Get off my property. Oh my God.
No, wow. This is
How's that for a fucking sidebar, people?
I know.
Rabbit hole the fuck out of this episode.
Good Lord, yeah. This is I don't know what was happening the entire time. It's so much it's great. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, send us your conspiracy stuff because I think that's going to be a thing.
I like that, yeah. Conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Ask TRB, ask Heather D.
And you know what's so good about them? It's even less show prep we have to do.
I know.
All the listener has to do is tell us, make a conspiracy out of whatever. And then we just go fucking nuts.
Stop telling everyone our secret. That we don't do anything.
I think it's abundantly clear.
I agree.
I don't think anyone has any misgivings about our intense preparation for this usually hour and a half ramble session.
I know. The professionalism is just insane. It's
oozing out of us. Oh, God. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Welcome to Rantyville. Yeah. I don't have an artist of the week, but I'm just going to throw some music at the end that I enjoy listening to.
That's what Sober Ranty is for.
Yeah. Ranty has already switched to water.
Nice.
Yeah, the alarm clock's going to go off way too fucking early.
Yeah, that Moscow Mule tasted like you're going to have a headache tomorrow. You're going to be late to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, and I am perfectly fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's I got to the bottom of the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
You did. It was so worth it. Tell everyone at work tomorrow.
Yep.
Start spreading it in person.
Yep. Actually, no, I probably shouldn't do that because then they'd be like, where'd you hear that? And I'd be like, not right. A podcast.
Get up on the internet. Yeah. Don't do it. You don't have Twitter, right?
No, I don't have Twitter. You don't have Twitter? Nobody has Twitter. What's Twitter? Tweet, tweet. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Well, it wouldn't be an episode of Welcome to Rantyville without me drinking, which I've already done, and Heather delivering a very special message to that very special lady in your life.
Does your mom need a feeder? Tell her I said hi.